to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I mean, people say we got egos, but you have to say one thing about the NWO is we're probably responsible for everything great that has ever been created.
Hi, this is Big Sexy Kevin Nash, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 24th. It's Rumble, it's Royal Rumble Eve. Holidays today, it's Beer Can Appreciation Day.
I don't know.
I got nothing. Beer Can Appreciation
Day. How about Day. Beer Can Chicken Appreciation Day?
Ooh, yeah.
That looks real quick, birthdays today. Former NWA manager Gary Hart would have been 73. He passed away in 2008. Former WWE, TNA, and WCW writer and former guest on the Pain Clinic, Vince Russo, is 54 today. Vinny Roo, happy birthday. And Mike Awesome would have been 50 today. Remember Mike Awesome?
Yes.
No. Hello. Real quick, I'm going to introduce the cast and crew. Sorry, I got cleared my throat there. I'm the Cash Man, Reed Rich. I'm here with Mark Fantasia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark the Mark. How's it going, bro? I mean, are you playing out any time like this weekend?
Not this weekend. I think my next show will be the night before Valentine's Day here in Rochester.
Ooh, very romantic night.
Yeah.
Going to bust out the ballads?
I may pull out Love Stinks.
Yeah, that's going out to who? Yeah, that's a question.
Not in my end.
Yeah, you know, Okay. Also joining us in the studio today, the boy who grew up on the show, Danger Boy.
There's two boys that grew up on the show, but good morning.
Yes, and of course the other one right across from you, right across from me, it's the artiste, Rob Sanderson, the host of the Rochester Amherst pre- and post-game show, as well as the in-between periods host. How's it going, Mr. Sanderson? You had a great win last night.
Good morning. Yeah, it was a good game last night, and hoping for a nice weather drive to Glens Falls today for tonight's broadcast.
Right. Oh, you're driving all the way out there. That's where
right once we get done, yeah.
That's where the All-Star game is, too?
No, then I'll be going from there to Utica/Turning Stone for Sunday, Monday for the All-Star.
Oh.
So, nice little upstate New York weekend. Scenic Utica, New York, of course.
And if
so scenic.
Yeah, and yeah. If you have a lot of money.
But tonight, Hacksaw Country.
Hacksaw Country, that's right.
Oh! Oh!
And something to do with Stephanie McMahon? No. All right.
And, oh!
And of course, DC Dan Cole, the whole crew's in here. It's Royal Rumble weekend.
Royal Rumble weekend, baby. Woo! Woo!
Finally. Finally it gets here. The best pay-per-view
and
of the
good
year.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Welcome to good the morning. Show. We're going to talk the Royal Rumble. I'm going to throw this out right now. If you guys have a prediction on what's going to happen, give us a call. 222-1280-1280. You can even text us at that number if you're shy. We can read your text. 222-1280. And tell us who you think is going to win. You know, give us a good rationale. I want to hear something besides what we all think is going to happen. You know,
the guy who does that stuff.
Yeah, that's about as rational.
One guy that comes out with all those other people.
Yeah.
The one who keeps doing all those Looney Tune impressions.
The one who makes the fire shoot up. Yeah, I like that one. All right, but 222-1280, *1280 is the number. And like I said, you can text us at that number, too, if you're shy. I mean, we got some texters out there. We always appreciate that. But we got the Royal Rumble weekend, and we're very, very super excited about it. I want to start off by let me plugging real quick. We're gonna host the Royal Rumble at Salvatore's at the Garage Door tomorrow. Come on out. Starts at 8:00. I have a feeling it's going to be very packed. So I suggest you get there during the pre-show, which starts at 7:00. get there during, you know, as early as possible. Come out, hang out with us. We'll be have some stuff to give away. We'll do some fun stuff, I promise you. And of course, the Royal Rumble is the greatest match in the history of the WWE every year. I mean, it usually is. It's always full of swerves, you know. Well, by the way, if you're going to call in, what swerve is going to happen? Who's going to be the guy you don't expect to show up in it?
Rey Mysterio again.
Yeah.
Number 30.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear him get booed again, okay? But
CM Punk.
We'll be there tomorrow night. So coming out, 149 Eastridge Road. There's never a cover for WWE pay-per-view. And, of course, this is our favorite. So come on out. We have a lot of fun. And
the only cover is the cheese on top of the garlic bread.
That's right. Or the pizza. Or the, meatball sub or whatever, you know. There's
okay. All right. We're getting hungry.
Or sprinkled on top of the garlic parm wings.
Oh, yeah. So there's lots of great food there.
Can we just go right now?
Yeah, let's go.
I wish they were open at 10 a.m.
Hey, we'll get a good parking spot for tomorrow.
Yeah, really.
We tailgate.
Get there early. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. But, yeah, be there. And also, we're going to be there a week from today for UFC 183.
Yes, we will.
The return of Anderson Silva. He's fighting Nick Diaz. It's going to be a great fight. Cannot wait for that. There is a $5 cover for UFCs. Nothing for WWE pay-per-views. Got one. Bill Gray's, eventually we're going to see it, is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. And check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite's across the street from us in Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the notes, Bill Gray's 2 online at
BillGray's.com.
Period. Exclamation point. One last plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? You know I am. Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Rock City Roller Derby needs you, and I'm pointing at you like Uncle Sam would. It needs you, okay? Contact Bell at rcrd.recruitment@gmail.com and come and be one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. Let's talk about Monday Night Raw and the Raw reunion. The only surprise I had about Monday Night Raw, and I'll throw this right out from the beginning, no Luke Harper. This has got to be the first time in a year the guy's not been on TV on Monday Night Raw.
Well, they had to get all the other guys in there.
Yeah, I mean, they had that little period of time where they were almost repackaging him, and he was held off, and then the video vignette that aired in Buffalo. The reunion was kind of a little weird to me, I thought. I know... When you think of the NWO, I still think of Hogan, Hall, and Nash. I don't really remember X-Pac doing anything significant.
Buff, Vincent, and Scott Norton.
Ugh.
But really?
With Hogan.
What about Steiner?
But Hogan's there in the building, appearing earlier in the night. Can't he switch to black and white and come out with them? And then X-Pac takes off his NWO shirt and has a DX shirt on, stuff like. Granted, I'm a big NWO mark and DX mark, but I thought the whole thing was kind of lame.
Well, saying that, I actually thought the best part of that entire reunion with the Click backstage was X-Pac and Damian Sandow.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the only time I actually liked seeing X-Pac there.
Yeah, he had his own stunt double.
That's probably the only time anyone ever liked seeing
How many
X-Pac.
Times is X-Pac referred to as a legend? Which I don't... I mean, maybe we can debate that on this show.
You know, if he was coming on, I don't think that would be a topic, because I was trying to get him on the show, and he said he would come on, and then I haven't heard from him since.
I will say, I say that, but I also think he's a little underrated as a worker.
No, he was a great wrestler, especially when he came up with the GWF and was his first 1-2-3 kid.
Yeah.
But he's X-Pac.
I will say too that a
they
match
X-Pac heat for a reason.
I've seen a good amount
Doesn't
of.
Does he puke on himself sometimes?
Oh.
I wanted to ask him about his reconstructive surgery.
Oh no!
he can still work too at this point. And I remember of the indie matches of his I've seen the last few years, him and Michael Elgin in Brantford, Ontario, was still one of the best indie matches I've ever seen. So I think he's underrated. I just don't. Hogan was in the building. Why does he have to come out and do the cheesy red and yellow stuff and not do, can't you do both?
Shawn Michaels did both. Didn't he? Or Shawn, who was it? Did someone did both?
Shawn did the Click, and then he also came out and did the Legends
part. Yeah. So he did. That's one thing he did twice.
He kept getting pushed by Hogan.
Well, yeah. If they didn't hold Sting off to the very end, they could have did a Wolfpack reunion, actually, with all those guys, too.
Oh, man. No. See, there's so many better ways they could have gone about this. I don't know.
I like that the Ascension did reference the Wolfpack, too, in their promo.
I like that
promo.
The Ascension is doing whatever they're doing right now because it's awesome. And I hate the Ascension from what they were before, but I've completely done a 180, and they're parodying themselves.
Because they're
That's
jobbers now.
222-1280, star 1280 Zimmer. Let's see. I think we're going to have the New Age Outlaws be putting them over for a while.
Oh, of course, yeah. The Ascension, they're not getting over. All right, bring in the Outlaws. And come on.
Okay.
Does anybody out there think the Outlaws are going to win tomorrow? Anybody?
I don't know, but they won the tag titles last year.
Yeah, you remember that? They did
at Royal Rumble.
Okay, we've got Jordan from Naples. What's up, Jordan?
What is going on, guys? How are you?
Well, Royal Rumble weekend. We're all excited.
Woo! Royal Rumble. I can't wait. And I think my prediction that's going to win the Royal Rumble is I think they're going to have Daniel Bryan win this thing.
Gosh, I so wish that will happen. I read
because you know, he was WWE champion and then suffered a serious neck injury. So he didn't really get to hold on to the title for that long. That's the only reason why I think that they're gonna have him win against all 30 superstars.
Well, just remember this. He's only been back a couple weeks.
Right.
Okay, and remember this, too. Roman Reigns was the chosen one probably from about the time Daniel Bryan got hurt till about now.
Yeah.
And if you watch the way that the Monday Night Raw ended and who was left in the ring standing tall, I'm thinking, you know, I mean, I would love to see Daniel Bryan. Mick Foley put out this long – it's funny. Mick Foley retired from social media about 2 weeks ago, and then he's been on every day since. And he posted why he thinks Daniel Bryan should win. And I kind of agree. I mean, I would love to see it because I'd love to see a Davey and Goliath if that's how it comes out at WrestleMania.
Right.
I think that's – I mean, plus Daniel Bryan's still got the crowd in his hand. You hear him out there.
The problem is if you do that David versus Goliath thing, Lesnar just did a huge turn on Raw. I don't think – because you don't have him as such a bad guy now. People are actually behind Lesnar. They want him to win.
He's still bad. He's still – two bad guys and one good guy in the match. You know, that's what's – actually, I'm actually more intrigued by that match now after Monday than I was any time setting it up because Lesnar came out and actually showed some fire in his delivery. It was really – Baby. I was impressed by how he presented himself on Monday Night Raw and how it wasn't just the typical standing there making grunting faces like he's having issues, you know?
And how easily he threw the Big Show around?
Yeah, I mean, he took the Big Show up and did the F5 with him. I was like, what?
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
That was awesome. You know, Big Show, also, Big Show, and the Raw.
I was going to say, Big Show does not do stuff like that for anybody. So when he did it, it's like, whoa.
Yeah. Sting showed up. I was very, very happy about that, surprised about that. They're definitely making Sting versus Triple H going to be a WrestleMania. I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. The way Triple H was on the other side of the ring screaming like a little baby.
Oh, yeah. He's like, no.
Yeah. It's like, well, I have an idea. Why don't you run and get him instead of sitting there screaming about it?
Exactly. Go and run after him.
Logic is always thrown out when it comes to what happens on the big screen, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited for Triple H and Sting.
I was going to say, I feel like that. Who do you guys think would win that match, Sting or Triple H? I think they would have Sting do it just because.
I'm almost throwing this in too. I think it might be Sting and John Cena tag teaming against Triple H and somebody.
Oh,
that would be cool to see.
I'm thinking that's what it would be.
I think
because
he's going to be wrestling Rusev. So.
Yeah. Do you think so? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because
we'll see what happens tomorrow, but it's going to be set up tomorrow.
Yeah, and I think. Rock is going to beat Rusev at WrestleMania. That's how he's going to lose his streak.
The Rock? No, Rock's not back this year. He's not going to be back this year.
Really?
Yeah, he's got...
No, Cena's going to beat him at WrestleMania to end his streak.
Yeah, Cena or Kurt Angle's going to appear out of nowhere, even though he just signed a contract with TNA. Apparently, everyone thinks that will happen. But Jordan, man, thanks for calling. Call next week. We'll talk about what happened, okay?
All right, brother. I cannot wait for the Rumble. I'll watch it on the WWE Network, and I'll call you guys back next week. How's that sound?
Hey, how about this? Why don't you come out to Salvatore's at the garage door and hang out with us some one of these times?
That would be cool, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Get in the car, get your brother and your dad, and come on up sometime, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just leave your shotguns back there at home in Naples, okay? All right, thanks for calling, bro.
I love you guys.
Take it easy. We got Rashawn from Merrill. What's up, Rashawn? Sorry. You kept it home there so long. What's up, dude?
It's all right. Good morning. How y'all doing?
You sound kind of down.
You're doing great.
All right. Well, first of all, I got to say this because it's driving me absolutely up the wall. They need to stop tell Paul Heyman to stop saying defending in his little rant about Brock Lesnar. You actually have to wrestle to defend your title.
That's what makes it great.
But more importantly, I just got my Rumble predictions, and then I'm going to go ahead and kind of go ahead and move on out the way for the day.
Gotcha. Thank you for calling early, bro.
Yeah. My Rumble predictions, first of all, your final four of the Royal Rumble will be Daniel Bryan, Dolph Ziggler, Luke Harper, and Ryback.
You don't.
And Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan will be your final two.
Okay, I got really nervous. You're going to include Ryback in there.
I would take Ryback out of that equation and put in Roman Reigns, and I think that would definitely be a good Final Four, maybe, or, you know, Rusev or something. But I would.
Rashawn, who's going
to
win?
They need to continue the hate the authority angle. So if they get all four members that hate the authority as your Final Four,
There
you go.
Well,
not in the match.
Rashawn, who's going to win?
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, dude, that's what I want.
Dolph Ziggler. Thoughts on that, guys?
I would love that, but I don't see WWE giving him that match at WrestleMania.
They don't see it. They gave
maybe
him
in a few years.
Survivor Series he got.
I don't see it.
Yeah. But it could be a great swerve.
Cross your fingers. Just, and if Luke Harper's in the Final Four, that will make me happy enough. Even if he doesn't win, I don't expect him to win, but that's a push enough to be in the Final Four or the Final Two.
Oh, so. I love it. He's a big guy. But remember, they got to get rid of the Big Show first. So.
I see Luke Harper coming out at like number one or number two. I think he's going to work a good chunk of the match.
Well, they know he works. They know he's a good worker.
I think he's going to come out in the beginning and stay in for a while.
They put him out there a long time. So, yeah, interesting, dude. You got Dolph Ziggler. I would say yes, but I can't because I think it's going to come down to I don't know. We'll make our predictions at the end. But I for some reason, Dolph Ziggler got a heck of a push, and then they took the belt off him about a month ago. You know,
Stardust is going to win.
We can only dream.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think that is a more of an internal thing between Vince and Triple H is the fact that the fans really love Ziggler and you can't deny him, and that's just like with Daniel Bryan, they can't really deny him being out of the spotlight. So I think they're gonna have to do something to bring him back up. Same thing with Mizdow, they're gonna have to do something with him, and they also need to bring some of the writers that they have in NXT up to the main roster, because these guys that are coming up that are doing have amazing characters and gimmicks down at NXT are just simply not next to nothing on main roster because they don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, but we talked about it before. NXT is in front of 300 people. WWE is in front of 10,000, you know, every pay-per-view.
And the Ascension did not have an excellent gimmick down there.
Yeah, I don't know. The Ascension, yeah. You know what? But there are some guys that are good writers, and actually they've got a lot of talent down there. We're going to see a bit of it coming up. Soon, I hear. Sooner than later. So, hey, Rashawn, thank you so much for calling, and good luck with your prediction, okay, bro?
Have a good one, guys.
Sounds like you got a call, so we got to go. All right, 2-2-2.
My thing, though, I'm looking at the announced entrance for the Rumble, and, I mean, obviously not all 30 are known yet at this point, but some of the people that are on other matches on the show or the pre-show should absolutely be in the Rumble. I know sometimes people will work twice on a Rumble night, but, like, R-Truth has a spot in the Rumble. Stardust has a spot in the Rumble.
Los Matadors.
Like, some of these people that are in the Rumble, I'm just like, you know, Fandango, meh. But then you've got, like, Cesaro on the pre-show in a six-man tag. Like, is Cesaro not going to be in the Rumble, but some of these other guys are?
Well, let me see Sami Zayn.
But Miz has got a match. I'm sure he'll be in the Rumble, too. I mean, he's got a tag match.
I think him and Mizdow are already announced for both.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
But. So, yeah, who knows? But who's the big mystery guy? That's a question. I mean, there will always be
Rey
one
Mysterio.
Guy.
DDP.
Well, there's...
About DDP.
If you look the news, yeah, I heard DDP, but also, did you see the news? There was this wild, crazy rumor. I don't even believe it now, but... of a Team 3D possibly showing up. I don't think it would be good because they're a tag team in a Rumble.
Yeah, it'd be weird as a tag team.
I would like to see just Bully Ray come in. I think that he was huge in TNA. I think that for how he was a main event guy in TNA, I think that it could maybe be pretty decent for him to come over to WWE. I don't necessarily need to see D-Von in there, though.
That's one of those never-say-never things because Bully Ray definitely said some anti-WWE things quite a bit publicly years ago. But I would love to see them back, both those two guys. I don't know. We'll see.
But lately, he's been real positive about
two CW Tag Team Champions, though, who do have a rematch against the Young Bucks in March in Binghamton. I'm just going to throw that out there. Yeah, we were talking a couple weeks ago, as Rich answers the phone, about favorite Royal Rumble moments. I just like to point out my shirt today. Very proud of this. My favorite Royal Rumble moment was not actually from a Rumble match.
Okay.
You can name it.
Let me see. I can't
ooh,
see.
Ooh, that is an Owen Hart shirt.
There you go.
Bad leg?
Kicked your leg out of your leg.
Yes.
Kicked your leg out of your leg.
That's my favorite Rumble moment. It wasn't even the Rumble match.
The look on his face
these
after
other
you.
Matches. Hopefully some of these other matches do well also. I mean, obviously, I'd like to see Rollins win and things like that, but I have a feeling we're going to be let down by this Royal Rumble match. I really do.
Well, just because we think we know it, probably 2 months ago we thought we knew it was going
to win. I'm going to be like, I don't want Roman Reigns to win. I'm going to throw this out there, and this is going to be one of the most unpopular things I've said on the show in a while. I don't want Daniel Bryan to win either.
I agree.
Well, no, you said last week that you weren't, you're not enthralled by him, and it doesn't surprise me.
And I don't want to see the same guy. Like, no, I want to see something different. And like I said before, I would much prefer to see somebody win who hasn't been a champion.
But I would like Biggie Langston. I would like to see.
I would love that.
You remember? Remember the uproar when Daniel Bryan wasn't in last year? That's why he won't win, but he'll go to the final couple guys.
No, wait. Last year.
Remember last year? He wasn't in.
He wasn't even in the.
Everybody thought he was going to be number 30. Number 30 is announced, and Rey Mysterio comes out, and the place did not like it.
Yeah, boo.
So I have a question kind of in the same sense.
CM Punk.
It's not.
No, he's coming back at WrestleMania.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that you guys say that.
What's the Los Matadores guy?
El Torito. Who? What's going to close the pay-per-view? Will it be the Rumble?
It's got to be the Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like the Triple Threat's been more hyped.
No.
The Rumble always closes.
It doesn't always close.
Not always, but right. Usually.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, but this Triple Threat has been way more hyped than the Rumble match, and people who are going to be involved in it, I really feel like that's going to end up closing the show.
I don't. I think the Rumble match has to go on last. And yes, I agree, they've been hyping up that title match like crazy, which is great to see. They really built that up well. But you've got to, the person winning the Rumble pointing to the WrestleMania sign, that's got to close the show. It's got to.
Out of nowhere, it's going to be Randy Orton.
Well, I wouldn't be sure. Orton's got to be in the Rumble, right?
Yeah, he's definitely going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Orton, Sheamus. Yeah, Bo Dallas, you believe that.
Come on, heel Sheamus.
I don't care who wins as long as it isn't Roman Reigns.
It's going to be Roman Reigns.
It's
last year all over again.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know, last year.
I really hope. I don't want a riot in Philly, but.
Actually, I kind of want Batista Philly to win this year because he was really good in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, listen, that's
going to make me sad about selling my Rumble tickets.
These are the last six winners, okay? Last year, Batista. The year before,
Boo.
John Cena.
Boo.
The year before that, Sheamus. That's 3 years ago. The year before that, Alberto Del Rio in the 40-man.
Boo.
The 40-man
Boo.
Version. And then we had Edge win it before that.
Boo.
Randy Orton had won it in 2009. So
you have just depressed me thinking about the last several years.
Yeah. We have not had a good winner in a long time.
No. That's why I say Ziggler.
Big John Studd.
Yeah, but then John Cena won it, and they had a surprise one where he wasn't supposed to be back for 6 months. He came back a month and a half. And the
Edge won his in surprise, too.
And the year before that, it was The Undertaker who won the Royal
Rumble. Del Rio... Wait a minute. I'm trying to think. Who is the last Rumble winner to then go on to win their first world title? Was it Ray?
Was
Jeez.
It?
Well, Taker already had one. Cena already had one. Orton already had one. Sheamus Edge already had one. Sheamus Del Rio.
Del Rio didn't win.
Right.
Yeah, he lost to Edge.
Sheamus already, already had one. Cena already had one. Batista already had one.
How about Chris Benoit?
Well, no. Ray definitely would have been one in 06.
Okay. Definitely Ray.
So that was the last time.
It's like a decade ago.
See, but so then it really wouldn't be good for Ziggler to win because he's already been a champion.
It would not be good for Roman Reigns to win either, then, I guess.
Well, no, he hasn't been a world champion.
Roman Reigns. That's the only reason.
I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe
believe that.
Especially if,
son.
Okay, we got to go to break.
Dean Ambrose.
Does this mean I'd rather Roman Reigns win than Daniel Bryan?
Oh, my God. 222-1280, Star Toys number. You can text us at that number if you're shy.
Ambrose.
We got to get back to more of this discussion. We got Dave online. We'll get him down on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Well, if I can't curb stomp Brock Lesnar, then Paul, I'm going to curb stomp you. World Heavyweight Championship belongs to Low Key, belongs to Kenny King, belongs to Samoa Joe, belongs to me. The title belongs to the Beatdown Clan.
Oh, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Wait a minute. The title doesn't belong to Low Key, EY, Kenny King, Samoa Joe, or you. I'm the champ. The title belongs to me. Your only
purpose is... Hey, Cougia Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Sam. Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan DeLay from Donuts DeLay, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts DeLay is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts DeLay, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Tonight, the Amerks skate in Glen Falls in their last game before the All-Star break. It's the Amerks and Flames tonight at 6:30 on Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
Well, if I can't curb stomp Brock Lesnar, then maybe it's understandable what Seth Rollins did. Maybe we should just all calm down. Or we go in the back, we'll get you a nice big juicy steak, Brock, have something to eat. Paul and I will go back there and talk about this like businessmen and put this behind us.
Are you here to fix this? Or are you here to fight?
Bobby Roode, I took the thing that you love most. I took it from you. And now, tonight, I'm going to take everything out.
Hey, this is Eric Young from TNA, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I am the cash man, Richie Rich. I am here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, and the Artiste. And you, and thank you so much for listening. Come on out tomorrow night, Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Join us for the Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble, baby. Woo!
All right, come on out, 149 East Ridge Road. It starts at 8 p.m. There's never a cover for WWE pay-per-views. Just think, all the money you save, you can come out and have like a salad or a pizza or a sandwich or
an
adult beverage or two.
Garlic bread.
Sit back and watch, you know.
And hugs.
The free hug day was, I think, believe, a couple days ago. So I
don't know, honor them still.
They are now being charged. You get charged for a hug from the Artiste. But he's not going to be there. So all right.
Who's so, the honorary hugger?
I will if someone insists on it. I'll hug them. I've hugged a few people there before, so. And you can get a wallet every once in a while out of someone's back pocket when you do that. No. All right, welcome back to the show. We were drawing our personal numbers in between and for who we think's going to win. And, yes, we got ping pong balls both going around. But we got Dave from Henrietta who's been very patiently waiting. Dave, how is it going today, sir?
Hey, no barking dog either.
All right, what'd you do, put her down? Sorry, I'm kidding.
In her house, right.
She fell down the well. You can't get her out.
Okay.
Hey, first of all, for the Royal Rumble, there's also the tag match, and given the fact that Goldust is supposed to be retiring from In Reaction after WrestleMania, do you see them getting the strap? Or is it them or the Usos? Is it them or the Miz that's doing it?
They're not even in the tag match, the Goldust and Stardust.
No, but he also came out yesterday on Twitter and said, I'm not retiring. So he pretty much shot that down pretty quick. I mean, he's going to eventually...
Is that just him just saying that? Why don't they do the whole brothers... Feud. One eliminates the other from the Rumble, sets up the WrestleMania match between Goldust and Cody Rhodes. And
Stardust.
And that's it. Yeah, like that match should have happened at Mania last year, but they've dragged out this freaking tag team way too long.
Stardust.
Let those two fight at Mania.
We need dashing Cody Rhodes back.
That would be awesome.
Dashing
that
Cody.
Mirrors.
I don't know. I kind of like the one that where he wore the mask because he was all.
Now that he was slow as music down.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Who knows, Dave? I mean, I have a feeling that's just rumors, and Goldust will be around a bit longer. Who do you think is going to win, Dave?
Well, I was looking it up, and it's all about the numbers of Royal Rumble, so it's the WWE, but 5 out of the last 7 Royal Rumble winners have not won at WrestleMania, so you know, there's interesting for you.
Yeah, we were just talking about that on the flip side.
Yeah, I really like to see somebody new. I don't think Ziggler's going to do it. I mean, I think that they're probably going to push Reigns. I just don't know what they're going to do with Bryan. That's kind of like, are we going to have a slow burn for Bryan that's going to get it back to him eventually at SummerSlam, maybe?
Bryan could be tagged up with Sting. Remember I talked about a little while ago about John Cena being, because Bryan still's got a beef with the Authority.
Right.
And so maybe Bryan will be tagged up with Sting against Triple H and someone from the Authority.
That's such a terrible use of Bryan.
I know, but if they're not going to put him in a title bout, then he's going to have to be in a main. He's going to have to be in a high profile match.
Right.
And
the question is, who do you think is going to win?
I don't really dislike Roman Reigns, but I just feel like there's better choices out there. And
so
I mean,
who do you think?
I probably Roman Reigns.
Okay.
But I also
you had to
think
drag it out of him.
I also think that I hope it's going to be Reigns versus. I'd like to see Rollins take it to have Reigns versus Rollins. I think that'd be a more entertaining match.
You know what? I mean, I'm under the impression Brock Lesnar's going to somehow hold on to that title. And you know what? There might be a turn like on, this whole Rollins thing against Lesnar might just be,
a
facade, and that in reality they'll work together and take out.
They're in cahoots.
They'll take out John Cena. But a lot of people think that Rollins is going to come out, use that briefcase and come out and get the title off of Brock Lesnar. So,
maybe he'll do such a good job.
Which, by the way, 2 weeks ago when everyone was laying in the ring and he had a title, he was walking around, strutting like a peacock out there, and no one realized that maybe he should have called a referee down and like rolled Brock Lesnar onto his back.
Time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's going to get it. Just when, the question is.
I mean, my other possibility is let Bryan win it and then have him cashed in on... the Authority thumps Bryan the next day, the Monday after WrestleMania. So here comes Rollins, and everybody gets the match that they want, and everybody's beating their high. And then, if you have a summer, if you have from WrestleMania to SummerSlam of Bryan and Rollins, is that terrible?
No. I mean, are you saying Bryan wins the Royal Rumble, he takes the title at WrestleMania, and then he... okay, because I was a little confused there for a second, because you can't win someone's Royal Rumble shot there, Dave, thank you so much for calling. You had definitely interesting thoughts there. We had to pull them out of you. We had to get them out of you, but sometimes it's tough to figure out who you want to win versus who really is going to win. Got Brian from the city. Brian, how's it going, buddy?
Hi, guys. How are you? You know what? I was reading something online regarding about the Royal Rumble, and the WWE posted saying that John Cena... They want John Cena to win the title. And my thought is this, and I have a question. Okay, if who is the briefcase, Rollins or
Yes.
The other one?
Rollins, not the other guy.
Okay, yeah. If Rollins is the briefcase, I'm thinking this. Yeah, if he catches in, then what would that do for him for the Rumble match?
The Rumble match still happens. So all 30 guys still compete.
Yeah.
And he's not using his briefcase to be in the title match.
I'm saying for the championship.
Well, he doesn't have to turn in his briefcase because he got added into the main event. So he'll still have that briefcase whether he wins or loses. I think if he wins, it really creates quite a paradox, doesn't it?
I think the best possibility, if he cashes in or just wins the title or something like that tomorrow night, I think the best possibility would actually be Ambrose. They can re-carry that feud into WrestleMania.
It's like that Project Almanac
movie. Cena
beat
Brock, but Cena's beat up, and then Rollins hits him cheap shot, cashes in on Cena, and wins it.
Yeah.
I hope Ziggler does win the Royal Rumble. I would really like to see him, but then again, you got to remember Kofi Kingston of him in the Royal Rumble of the way he's been with Elimination.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is maybe Ziggler will get the Royal...
Thanks, guys.
Take it easy, Brian. Maybe Ziggler will get the Kofi Kingston spot, where he can hop around the outside of the ring and not get taken out.
No, that's the one thing Kofi gets to hear. You have to let him do it.
John Morrison comes back.
He's more positive.
That's right.
Surprise.
Parkour man, right?
He's not going to tear people apart.
John Morrison and his parkouring, or whatever. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
Parkour.
Yeah, he could run around the edge of the outside of the ring, or do all sorts of crazy. I'm sure they're probably figuring they're going to get a chair put out there so they can. Oh, they did that already, where they had a chair on the wheels.
The worst one was last year when Kofi landed right on his
flat
back.
On his back,
and then they still let him back in because his feet were on the steps. That's crap.
Yeah. So one back. So in
the
NFL,
allow it.
In the NFL, if you got 2 feet in, you're still in.
I believe she didn't carry the ball through the possession of the ground.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
What if the ball was deflated?
I just hope Vince McMahon comes out and wins his
second
Rumble.
Blows his knees out. Blows his knees out.
222-1280, star 12 is phone number. Call us up and tell us who you think is going to win the Royal Rumble. We haven't given our picks yet. Good. You guys are convincing me one way or the other. I think I'm going to have an idea who I'm going to pick when we get to it. But we're going to do that in the last segment. But, you know, I meant to, you didn't talk much about any of the news, but, you know, WrestleMania 32 was announced this past week in AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Which they've theorized for a long time, and you know, there's a lot of wrestlers who live in Texas who could be coming back for this one, maybe as like their last match of their career, like maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin, maybe even The Undertaker. If we don't see The Undertaker at the Royal Rumble, I have a feeling we're not going to see him at WrestleMania this year.
They could bring him out the night after Rumble or something. I mean, I'm not going to push the issue because I didn't really enjoy his work last year, and if you build up, like, one final match, like, I'll appreciate that, but I don't need to see him every year, this year and next year, and no.
Have you seen the most recent picture of him online?
Yeah, he looks, like, 20 years older than we last saw him.
Yeah. Well, he wears a lot of makeup, too. So, 222-1280 Star Toys number. We have Jordan. What's up, Jordan?
You there? Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man? You from Naples, too, right?
I'm from Fairport.
Oh, Fairport. What's up, Jordan?
Yeah, too. I just want to give you guys my Royal Rumble predictions.
Go for it.
I say Final Four is going to be Reigns, Bryan, Ambrose, and Ziggler.
That would be an awesome Final Four.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, Ambrose, I have a feeling Ambrose has got a lot of people behind him, including the Nature Boy Ric Flair. So,
yeah, I love Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah, I think
whatever his nickname is.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, that's just him, probably him being him, anyways. But yeah, he has other nicknames we can't talk about on the radio. But yeah, so who's gonna win then?
Faster.
I want Daniel Bryan to win, but I think the WWE will carry out with Roman Reigns.
You know, it's they usually stick with these plans because they're trying to build a superstar.
Because they're stubborn.
They're trying to build. You know what? They didn't want to build Daniel Bryan as a superstar, and they fought it the whole way.
They didn't have a choice.
And then they gave up. And I have a feeling he still touches the people. So I mean, and he gets plenty of time on that Diva show too. That's for sure.
Yeah. I was reading something online, and they said Cena does not win the role in the WWE Championship match, but he does come back at WrestleMania when Rusev has a open challenge match or something like that.
Really? They're going to wait till WrestleMania to announce anything with John Cena?
That's what I was reading online on this one YouTube channel named Sean's View Entertainment.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. So, that's what I think. And I think Rollins versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania also.
Oh, I like that, right? You know, because they were kind of building that up before he curb stomped him to the movie set, you know.
Yes.
So you know, I mean we're looking forward to. Of course, Randy Orton's going to be back tomorrow. Hopefully, the elderly ladies who come out and watch it with us at the septuagenarians will be screaming.
Come on, Randy!
What do you guys think they're going to do with Jericho?
Jericho is, you know, the interesting thing is Jericho is calling himself the anti-Lesnar.
Good for him.
He's not showing up on TV. He might be at the Royal Rumble. I wouldn't be surprised. He's definitely on the road with them right up until the time they come to Rochester, which is Friday, March 6th. He will not be here in Rochester, which is a bummer because Jericho always puts on a good show. But I have a feeling he'll be a mystery guy, too, just because he's on the road with them anyways, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to the show in Buffalo that, like 2 days later because I can't make it to that Friday show. It's like I think Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton, Chris Jericho are showing up to that one, so I think that would be pretty cool.
Very cool. Well, maybe we're going to be giving away tickets as we get closer, so there's a chance you maybe could win them off the show, okay?
All right, thanks, guys. Yeah, thanks. I got to go.
Appreciate it. Thanks for calling, man. The good call, man. There's a good call right there. A lot of thought put into it.
He doesn't get a strike.
Yeah. And by the way, Rob, you can hang up on people over there if you want.
Oh, I know.
We got to go to break.
My finger's on the mouse trigger over here.
We don't mean the last call, by the way.
222-1280 is the number. Star 1280, give us a call. Give us your prediction. And we'll tell you ours real soon. And you can text us that number, too, if you're shy. We'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be right back.
party, because an old school party don't stop. Now, so far, this party is compiled of thoroughbreds and racehorses. So I got just one question, Dallas, Texas. Who invited the jackasses?
You know something? This is like the second time you have done this, and you're always pushing me. You're always needling me. Here we go, you and me, SummerSlam 2005, let's do it. Come on.
You don't want any of that again, do you?
Yeah, you're probably right. I think I'll sit back down.
The Lancers are home Sunday, January 25th, 4 p.m. Meet rock star Lou Gramm. It's Mustache Mania. 1,000 fans get a free mustache brought to you by Sport Clips. Tickets only $10. Call 872-KICK or ourlancers.com. Feel the kick, baby.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
John DeTullio here, hoping you are having an amazing sports weekend. Remember to talk sports with me Monday, 3 until 6, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
This is the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Listen or feel the pain. Woo! Woo!
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Thank you, Mr. Flair. We're back talking Royal Rumble, and I want to let you know, if you want to come out, join us tomorrow night. It's a free pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Come hang out with us, guys. It's going to be a blast. We always get into it. It's always a lot of fun. And there's no, like I said, there's no cover charge. You can spend the money you would have paid for it by buying something off the menu, tipping your waitresses, having a good time. You can just go around and give me the money if you want, you know, and say, man, thank you.
I will take your $9.99.
Thank you for inviting us down here. We're just going to give you money, and I'll take it. I won't say no, you know, and then I'll give it to the waitresses. But thank you, but definitely come out tomorrow night. And if you're into the UFC, 1 week from tonight, UFC 183 at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Super Bowl weekend, we have a UFC card on the Friday before the Super Bowl. I don't really care much about the Super Bowl. I just know that you got to watch out for deflated balls. Okay, we'll just put that out there. All right, one last plug. No more last plugs.
Let's happens talk when you get older.
Yeah. Hey, stop it. Stop it. That's not.
Tom Brady's getting old. He's got little hands.
Oh, okay, him. I thought you were talking about me. Okay, interesting stuff that came out this past week. Did you see that Vito LaGrasso is suing the WWE because he felt
because
that
they had to wear a dress.
Yeah, well, I would have sued over that, too, man. He could have got, you know, it would have been better, a hoop dress instead of that little clingy thing he used to wear. Oh, never mind.
What is a hoop dress?
You know, like the old school, you know, from Gone
things
with the Wind, you know?
Step into the time machine with a cash back. don't forget to buy your Luckies.
Sorry, Project Almanac is based on me. Okay. All right. He sued him because of concussion issues, and he said
drank the car 10 times before he got started.
All right. Thank you. All right. We should do a morning show. We really should. We could be pretty funny. Nevertheless, he's suing him because of he had concussion issues, and they knew he did, and he felt that they put him back out to work even when he had problems. Of course, WWE came back and said that's, you know, ludicrous. That's ludicrous.
At most, he was with WWE, what, a year?
Who's that, Vito LaGrasso? Yeah, he's...
But they don't know the properties he was related to before.
Yeah, he's WCW and ECW, so... But, it's funny. He's a guy... You guys have LinkedIn pages?
I haven't updated it in years, but yeah.
I've been getting, like, a request from him for years to become, you know, be attached or whatever, linked into my LinkedIn.
Ever since he punked the former authority of the show?
Yeah, the authority, yes. The old former authority he made... Silly, looks silly, but nevertheless, so another lawsuit, someone else is suing WWE. I'm sure they've got plenty more that we don't even know about going on right now. Another thing, did you see that the Izod Center is closed? And that's where they're going to have the SummerSlam this year in August.
It was where they're going to have SummerSlam.
That's where they were going to have SummerSlam.
Outdoor in the parking lot.
I'm really surprised they didn't maybe want to take a shot at having a huge SummerSlam.
Outdoors?
Have it at MetLife.
Yeah, right there, right next door.
Why not go for it?
Yeah, did you remember we saw when we went to the WrestleMania? I'm looking around. I was like, wow, they got a stadium in the damn parking lot out here. Another stadium. That was the Izod Center. It's like, you know, and then they have another thing. It looks like a ski lodge or something. You know, the building's shaped like a big triangle, and it's like, they've got, it's an incredible area.
Quite the complex there.
Yeah, it is quite the complex. And so they're closing the Izod Center. They've got the, I think the Meadowlands closed too, which is right next to it too. So there's.
Wait, is the Izod Center the old, the really old one?
It's a basketball
one. They used to have the.
That's
the
Meadow. That's the Meadowlands, I think. No, that's where the Islanders.
I went to one of those, but wasn't it like the Continental Airlines Arena? Is that the same one?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because that one was terrible when I was there for like No Mercy 05 or something, just a concrete jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Prudential Center's not far from there.
No, like, no.
That's where they're probably going to move it.
They think they're going to move it there, but they said they have plans. But
I thought they tore that down. I didn't realize that. I don't pay attention to basketball, but okay.
Yeah, once the Brooklyn Nets moved from New Jersey.
Oh, that's
right.
They don't even have basketball anymore. I don't know these things.
Yeah, well, they used to. It was a couple of years ago, so it's been sitting pretty much dormant. You know, I think they had a few concerts there, maybe, but yeah, they're going to just shut it down. They said it's costing them way too much money just to keep it on that parking lot. If you look at from the sky map, it looks like 5 miles of just parking lot around that place.
You say MetLife. Do you really think they could pack that many people in there for SummerSlam, though?
Why not? It's a huge draw, and it's the most populated area they're going
to
be in.
I would love to go down and get kicked out of the place again. So, again. You know. No.
Just grab a certain someone, make sure he doesn't have a skirt, and I'll get the Gatorade and vodka, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
I can bring a sign.
Interesting. Did you guys also see this news? The NXT is doing a live event outside of Florida. It's going to be March 5th, the day before Rochester, in Columbus, Ohio, at the Arnold. You know, the.
And if you wanted to go to it, you're SOL.
Yeah, the tickets went on sale yesterday, and it sold out in one day.
And it's a 2,200-seat arena.
Yeah, and so what we're hoping is maybe some of the guys will be stopping in Rochester before they go.
They have announced 3 matches for Rochester.
They did. What are they?
They are Seth Rollins versus John Cena in a street fight, Kane versus Daniel Bryan, and Dean Ambrose versus Rochester's own Luke Harper.
Ooh. That should main event.
It's not going to.
I know.
They're never going to announce that it's Rochester's own, but it is Rochester's own Luke Harper taking on Dean Ambrose. So that's higher up the card, so hopefully that means he'll be in a higher position up the card at that point.
All right. 222-1280 Star Trek is the number we have. Joe Coopersburg from Pittsburgh. What's up, buddy?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening, bro?
Hey, I'm all right. I want to talk a little arena history. That Continental Airlines Arena, Izod, opened in the late 70s, early 80s. As Brendan Byrne Arena, he was governor of New Jersey at the time, and that's when the Giants played the games at the old Meadowlands, and they moved it next door. But here's your other piece. I'll be quick. I know it's getting late. This is probably the end of the road for the Nassau Coliseum, where I saw my first NWA card, and I'm hoping you guys can help me remember. It wasn't a Starcade, but it was one of the ones with the cages side by side, but a house show. What do they call those?
That was
War Games on the road.
Yeah, it was intense. My first NWA, mid-80s, Flair, Sting, Tully, loving all those guys. After years and years of loving Georgia Championship Wrestling, to see them live was phenomenal. But hey, you guys, love the show, love the Rumble. I know it's late. I'll catch up.
Hey, no, Joe, don't go. Who's going to win?
All right, I'll stay.
Who's going
to
win?
You know, I'm going to go with the guys who hate Reigns. I don't like him either, but he's scripted to win it.
Okay. Yeah, it's simple as that. Thanks for calling, bro.
All right, man. See you.
He's scripted to win it. He'll fumble that script, too.
Oh, can I say something real quick? This really irritated me on Monday, and maybe I'm just, I need more hobbies. But did it irritate anybody else? Like, I know for a while, people within the WWE have had a problem saying WWE, and now they seem to have problems saying everything else. It's the Royal Rumble, not the Royal Rumble. Like, every single
person. I
think
Triple H is the main one that says, like, WWE. I don't know.
He messed up the Legends interview. Like every time they mentioned it, they said Royal Rumble.
Who fumbled a word? Bat? Was it Nash? Maybe
that W. Yeah, no, they don't even put the two W's.
Oh yeah, he said like the WB Network.
Yeah,
for the price of $9.99.
Yeah.
Well, you can go watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You know, it's killing me. It killed me. Is Nash is probably he's ticked off. I know he's ticked off at him because he didn't do it like they always do it. You know, to get people to sing along.
Well,
know?
Was that the worst fumble of the night, or was it? Cena being told that he should tuck his legs between his legs.
Tuck your legs between your legs. I don't know. Hey, we got a break. But we got to get Troy in real quick before the break. Troy, what's up, buddy? We don't have a lot of time, so what's happening?
Okay, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. Great. Doing great.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who you got for the Royal Rumble? Who you think is going to win?
Well, we're going to do that in the next segment, but who do you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be a surprise. Maybe is Sheamus going to come back?
Who?
Sheamus is scheduled to come back?
Sheamus, he should be back.
Yeah, he will be back in there. He was backstage Monday night, and they didn't use him, so.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a surprise winning because it looks too obvious between the wrestlers that they got ready, to, who they've been showing, Daniel Bryan and all of them. It looks too obvious. So I think it's going
to
be a surprise.
I would love for
then
to
tell
be a
us who you think it's going to be. Tell us. We got to go to break.
I think it's going to be somebody we ain't seen on TV in a while.
Okay, so you're just not going to give us a name. That's what you.
I'm talking like a surprise wrestler that we ain't seen in a while. I don't know who it is.
Okay.
Chris Benoit.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, no. Yeah, if you could see him, he'd be a lot of bones. Okay, we got to go to break. We're going to come back with our predictions. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Listen, you want a class on tradition or one condition? Forget
the best of the century. Talk about the best of all time, you better mention. It's the huge stock event this month at Fusillo Kia of Greece, and with deals like these, everyone's going to be talking. Hey folks, Caroline here at Fusillo Kia of Greece. 2015 Kia Optima right now, zero down, $219 a month. MSRP is $22,615 right now. Zero down, $219 a month on the 2015 Kia Optima with that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And that's just an example of the savings and selection you'll find all January long right here at Fusillo Kia of Greece. Of course, if you want to apply for financing, you can always log on to hugekiacredit.com. Check out the inventory at fusillokiagreece.com. Then come shop us 7 days a week this January. It's huge talk.
42-month, 42,000-mile lease, 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile over mile limit, 8% tax, zero to it signing. First payment plus $5.95 acquisition fee plus tax, tags, and DAVs, included in payment structure. $2,500 Kia lease cash applied, $400 disposition fee, $400 early termination fee. No security deposit required. Offer with approved credit through Kia Motor Finance. Prices excluded. See dealer for details. Offer ends January 31st, 2015.
Monday morning, 9 till noon on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, so what you gonna do?
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We're running out of time. I got some good numbers there. All right, welcome back.
You don't.
I know. Two. Two's not a good number. You're listening to the Pain Clinic, and we're going to be out tomorrow night for the Royal Rumble. Salvatore's in the garage door. I guarantee you I'll have some Pain Clinic t-shirts to give away. All you got to do is show up, have a good time, and also buy some food and flirt with the waitresses and ask for free hugs from the artiste.
And I won't be there to give them. So
all right.
Go. Yeah, tomorrow's the only night. You should
find him on social
media. You know what, Artis? I think your stunt double super beast. We'll have him in place to do it.
Having trouble handling.
All right, Rick, we got 2 minutes to give our predictions. I'm going to throw mine out right off the bat. It's going to be Roman Reigns is going to win it. He's the last man standing on Monday Night Raw in the ring. That's kind of, not that that's a clue, but a lot of times if he is, a lot of times that's the case. So, Dan, Cole, who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble? Oh.
Don't be like the callers. Just name one.
It's someone I've never been on before.
Dolph Ziggler.
Ooh, okay. Danger Boy.
I hate to do it, but I got to go with Reigns as well.
Good boy. Mr. Artis.
I really don't want to say Roman Reigns, but I think I like this pick even less, but I'm still going to make it. Randall Orton.
A surprise pick out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right. And Mr. Mark Fantasia.
I'm going to go with I'm just kidding. I'm going to go with
El
Dean
Torito.
Ambrose. I want to call Dean Ambrose on this.
Well,
one.
So I like that we got a bunch of different people picked. So that means we're not all completely sure who's going to win.
One of those times where I just completely picked somebody I didn't necessarily think first because I wanted to be different. And just not have us all say
so
Reigns.
That's your hipster answer.
So really, really.
folks, you want to know who picked the right one? Go back to last year's show and listen to all our predictions at the end.
Probably not me.
Yeah, you know you guys were right.
I don't think any of us picked Bautista.
I did. We both, yeah, because it was one of those things. It was written in the plan. So.
Booyaka, booyaka.
Boo.
Billy, represent, please, if Reigns wins.
Yeah, agree with that.
Or Ray comes out.
Well, you know, Philly is the most lovable town in the city in the world, right?
Lovable, yeah. And they booed Santa Claus. So.
That's right. And they booed Michael Irvin when he broke his neck in the middle of the...
No, they cheered when Michael Irvin broke his neck.
Sorry, they cheered when he broke his neck.
Here's my awesome surprise entrant, because the crowd in Philly will eat it up, especially with the entrance. Finn Balor.
That's what I think, too. I'd love to see Finn Balor come out. But who's going to be a surprise? I think someone new.
Sami Zayn.
I think Kevin Nash or one of those guys from Monday Night Raw who showed up is going to be in there. Maybe X-Pac. That's why he's not coming on with us today. Anybody else have any ideas of surprise guys?
Zayn.
You think Bob Backlund will show up again?
Blue Meanie.
Blue Meanie? Yeah, you Robin. Half shirts. Half shirts got a rule, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Paul Benoit.
Raven.
Triple H.
All right, we got out of here, folks. Thanks for listening. Next week, we'll have On the Road to WrestleMania. We'll be starting with next week's show. We're out of here.